You're listening to Hidden Mysteries Radio, discussing the topics no one else dares to.
Hey,
it's Friday night.
It is. Are you ready to sing for us?
No, I'm not going to sing tonight.
Oh, okay. I was hoping you'd sing your favorite song there.
They don't pay us enough for talent like mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wish I had a guitar. I could show you I couldn't play that either.
I know somebody who's singing the blues, though.
Who's that?
Well, remember me talking about a few shows back that the Black Lives Matter people that were doing the blog talk radio shows and the live streams and all, encouraging people to go out and kill black cops. Encouraging black people to go out and kill white people and kill white cops.
Uh-huh.
And there were some black people who obliged them in doing so.
Yeah. Did they get any egg on their face?
A little bit.
Whiter egg or yellow?
Brown, I hope. This particular podcast, it's not a podcast. This was a live stream that they were doing on YouTube and Google Hangouts. And, let's see, about three or four of them in a row, myself and a couple of buddies on Twitter, Thought Doppler and White Wizard, we were going to the live stream and we were just trolling the hell out of them throughout the whole live stream because, they were so puny that even though they're up there talking all this big trash about kill all the white people and burn the whole white country down and all that stuff, you could just make a little comment at them and they would just go ape. They would address you and tell you how full of crap you were and how they're going to kill you and all this stuff. Well, at one point, let's see, what did this woman call herself? I've got it right here.
This is 98% of you have been incarcerated. That means 98% of you are not allowed to have weapons.
Right. Well, we've got another one who's not going to be allowed to have weapons.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
John Graham?
No. Oh. I, Empress Sekhmet.
Sekhmet. Oh, man.
Is what she calls herself.
Yeah, Sekhmet's from ancient Egypt.
Right. Well, this is some of those retarded black people who think the ancient Egyptians were Negroes.
They weren't.
No, of course not. They were Aryans. But anyway, her real name's Latasha Ned, and she lives in Clayton County, Georgia, near Atlanta or in Atlanta, I don't know. But that's where they were doing this live stream from. They had their buddy Palmetto Star, who's he's a guy, he pushes this crap real big time. They had several of them.
I'd be really worried about white Georgians, I guarantee you.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, do they have any left?
Yeah, and they're mad.
Well, they're not. They don't have any in Atlanta, from what I can tell. But
yeah, maybe not Atlanta.
I mean, during business hours, they have a bunch, and then they get off work and drive out away from there. But anyway, at one point while I was watching the video, she started bitching about Take a Cop's Gun Day. This was a thing they were saying. She said, "Well, I want you to go up. We're gonna have Take a Cop Gun Day. You better take it serious, because what we're going to do, we're going to go slip up behind these untrained motherfuckers and take the guns." And she was really pushing this stuff. And when she said that, I said, "Oh, how delicious. You're going to jail now, bitch." And she said, my user, because I had to type this stuff in. You know, they're doing a live stream, and you have to type into chat on YouTube there to talk to them. And at least a dozen times they actually read my name and said, "Who the hell is this Asmodo son of a bitch?" You know, but she said, "Asmodo, what? You ain't no motherfucking lawyer. I can't go to jail for something I done said on YouTube. Well, I woke up this morning and guess what I saw on WSB TV?
Local Georgia police.
A woman arrested for making online threats against officers. Clayton County, Georgia. Clayton County police are investigating threats against officers made by a woman in videos posted on the internet.
So that internet lawyer thing worked for you, huh?
Yeah, it's not the first time either, is
it? No, it isn't.
Police say the woman made the internet threats, who made the internet threats lives a mile and a half from a Clayton County police station. The videos are filled with profanity and hate for white people. The woman in the, now you got to imagine how bad it has to be for a mainstream media news outlet to say that it's filled with hatred for white people.
What a news media are you on?
WSB TV, Georgia.
Oh,
okay.
White station.
Well, no, it's Atlanta. They got two non-whites reading.
You know what the new slogan for Atlanta is?
What's that?
Come to Atlanta, the new Detroit.
Yeah, right, right. The woman in the video, Latasha Ned, who goes by the name I Empress Sekhmet, calls for a war on not only white people, but she advocates shooting police officers. Quote, I say let's have Take a Gun Day and start walking up on these untrained motherfuckers and stealing their weapons, Ned said. You really want people to kill cops? Channel 2's Tom Jones asked Ned. I never said that, Ned told Jones. She's lying. I watched her. These live streams went 6 hours each. They all said that kill white people, kill white cops 1,000 times. Well, anyway.
It's inciting a riot.
Well, it's worse than that. It's inciting an insurrection.
Domestic terrorism.
Well, when they also said they're going to go take over police stations. That's insurrection, right?
In a sense, yeah.
Yeah. Well, because they're attacking the government institutions. That's insurrection. It's terrorism is what it is.
Yeah, I don't know if it falls under insurrection as far as the constitutional type, but yeah,
right,
it is in
right.
a way.
Okay. Well, anyway, only Channel 2 Action News was there as the FBI, the U.S. Marshals Service, and a joint terrorism task force moved in to arrest Ned Thursday afternoon. Jones was there as officers removed her from her home. Jones said Ned was watching Channel 2 Action News when she was arrested. We had just aired a report about her videos. She was watching herself on TV when they arrested her. She was watching your news broadcast, Chief Michael Register with the Clayton County Police Department told Jones. A lot of people talk on the internet and on YouTube, but most people don't make threats against segments of the community. Ned had a lot to say as she was put in handcuffs. This is about a YouTube video. I seen worse on YouTube, said Ned from the back of a police cruiser. All I said was defend yourself against people who want to kill us. That's all. I never said anything more than that. Well, she's going to have a hell of a time explaining that to the, or she had a hell of a time this morning trying to explain that to the judge who refused bail.
Oh.
Yeah. She got up there and claimed again that she never said any of that crap and it's all on video.
That's why she got denied bail.
Well, yeah.
Flight risk.
Flight risk and incorrigible. I mean, when you say stuff on video.
Black people can grow wings.
Can they? Well, no, not anymore. Not anymore. You know, they claim that back when they built the pyramids, they could fly. But Whitey came along and oppressed them.
With their wings.
Right. We oppressed them.
What a buck rock.
Yeah, we oppressed them and took it all away.
Put their wings away.
My friend Howie, who is Lantern68 on Twitter, he made a pertinent comment about that today when one of them said something like that, said we stole all their science and mathematics. And he said, you can't steal science and mathematics like it's a goddamn car. You know, why didn't you just steal it back? You love stealing everything else. I mean, pretend it's hubcaps. But
a long way. They haven't even read their own Bible if they start thinking like that.
Right. Well, anyway, Ned claims she's harmless, but according to police, her words are as dangerous as any weapon. And here's the interesting thing, Ghost.
Words are weapons. That's a dangerous statement.
Well, no, it said her words are as dangerous as a weapon. And they are because they've already gotten a couple of cops killed.
I know. You don't scream fire in a burning, in a
well, yeah.
fire theater.
And I'm glad to see some of these people finally getting arrested because it really, really got me upset, that no arrests occurred when they burned down Ferguson a few months ago. The
damn mayor permitted it.
Right. But no, that's Baltimore.
Oh.
Okay. But the Ferguson thing, when it happened, you know, that was over that Mike Brown.
Which was very questionable in both ways.
It wasn't questionable on Mike Brown's part. He deserved killing. I mean, he really did. And then even the witnesses, a lot of them who had told the press that he didn't deserve it and all, they got on the stand and admitted, yeah, he was charging that cop. Yeah, he tried to take that cop's gun, all this other stuff. I mean, he's walking up the middle of the street with stuff that he just stole through strong arm robbery by choking somebody. And then he attacks a cop inside his car and charges the cop while the cop's got a gun pointed at him. Shoot him. We don't need him around. But anyway.
Ballsy.
But here, yeah. Well, it's lack of brains.
Well, I mean, that's where his thinking's from.
I've got a really neat meme that I may post. The day that happened, there was some black meme, you know, a picture with words on it. There was some preacher who said, black preacher there in Ferguson, who the day that stuff happened, he said, the day Mike Brown got shot down, he was out preaching the word of Jesus Christ.
The white Jesus?
Yeah. And then right under it, there's a picture of Mike Brown with Jesus Christ whispering in his ear saying,
kill him.
Go beat up that cop. He said, I don't know, man. He got a gun. He only lived once.
Well, I think we ought to bless all the black martyrs out there. If they more of them were around, they might have something to think about.
Yeah. Well, but anyway, I
really think it's a shame that somebody would intentionally kill themselves like that.
Right. But here's the thing. You know, this Latasha, or as she prefers to be called, Empress, you know, from her Section A department.
My Empress. It's a big old.
Yeah, right. Well, she, swarthy comrades, all they talk about is the white power structure and these evil white cops forcing it down our throats and everything. Well, the Clayton County Sheriff or Chief, I think they call him County Police there, so he'd be the chief of the county police. He's a black fella, and he's the one who gave this order. And if you, when you, after the show,
or
I'll
did
show
the feds and the other agencies not giving him a choice.
Well, I don't know, but he's the one who started the investigation and contacted them.
I heard you say other feds and stuff.
That's who came and got her. Yeah. And not a one of them was white either.
Oh,
you know? And so if she has enough sense,
No way.
She's bound to be having some mixed feelings about.
Yeah, I caution people, like I get on eBay forums every so often.
Yeah.
And they're making slanderous remarks, libelous remarks against eBay.
Right.
Without any proof at all.
Right.
I said, you're an idiot.
Right.
You put it here on their forum so they have the evidence. And you're talking about you're going to go sue them?
Right, right.
I said, no, that doesn't work that way because little men make big noise. Big men make big balls.
Right, right, right. Well, it warmed the cockles of my heart to see that this morning.
I bet it did. I'm glad that somebody's seeing it for what it is, really.
Yeah. Well,
they weren't even hiding it.
Of course, the flip side on that is that, the thing that's really in stark contrast is that only, minority police chiefs have the balls to start anything like this rolling against these black activists.
I have never been mistreated by a black officer, to be honest.
Right. Well, but here's the thing. No, what I'm saying is
mistreated by white
officers. This has happened in a lot of cities recently where they had white police chiefs and that kind of thing, or white mayors and all, and they wouldn't touch it because they're afraid of they won't enforce the law because they're afraid
of
the political blowback.
The worst cop I ever ran into was a half white, half Vietnamese.
Yeah, I know. He was no, he's half Korean.
Oh, is it Korean?
Yeah, yeah. Half North Korean, I think. He must be. I think he's Kim Jong Il's stepbrother.
I wonder how it feels to go down to stepping down from the police chief of Coffee City all the way down to security guard at Walmart or something.
Security guard at a train depot. That's what he is. Yeah. But you know the I used to post that video about that to make fun of him of Kim Jong Il from what's the name of that show? I can't remember it, but it's the puppet show that the South Park guys did, and it had Kim Jong Il puppet was singing "I so lonely, oh so lonely." But anyway, yeah, the But just to wind this thing up, the point I was going to make was when that happened with Mike Brown, the day that they came out, the grand jury, which had plenty of black people on it and heard all the witnesses and everything, when they said, no, justified shooting, we're not going to charge this Officer Wilson with anything. That's when Mike Brown's father, they had this whole crowd of just hundreds and hundreds of black people out in front of the courtroom, and they had Mike Brown's mother and his, well, they call him his stepfather, but I don't think they're married, whatever the hell that is. And he stood up on top of the car and screamed, burn this bitch down! Burn this bitch down! This motherfucking bitch, burn it down! And they burned it down, and nobody charged him with anything, and they absolutely should have.
You know, they should
it's have. On video. You can watch it 1,000 times. It doesn't change. He says the same thing every time. But anyway, you wanted to move to something totally new and different?
Let's go.
Guess who resigned today?
I don't know.
John Boehner. He has resigned from Speaker of the House, and he's not going to run for Congress again in October. It's over.
Did he join AA?
No. There's no telling what it is.
He's a boner. That's one reason.
Well, yeah. Well, you know what? Drudge Report called it, you know, that Drudge Report just always puts the links, but whatever their main link to the biggest story, he always puts some smart ass new title to it. He put a picture of Boehner with the tears coming out and it said, one last cry.
Well, you know how he was so quick to, Republicans were so quick to make Pelosi at her term there as speaker is, you know, speaker fail.
Right.
We can follow it up with another speaker fail.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He is the biggest failure I've ever seen.
Yeah, well, see, well, that's basically why he's stepping down. At least that's the basically.
At least that damn Jew ain't there to, that got unelected.
Oh, you talking about.
Eddie something looks like.
Cantor?
Yeah.
Eric Cantor. Eric.
Yeah.
Eddie Cantor's a singer from the 20s.
Yeah, I figure they're related.
Probably. Well, they are. Members of the same tribe.
I saw Cantor sticking his tongue out at people on strike, you know, hurting for money in their pocket.
Yeah.
I had an immediate dislike for that son of a bitch. And I was waiting for the assassin's bullet on TV, but it never happened.
Yeah. Cantor couldn't possibly say anything that I would ever agree with unless he walked up to the microphone and said, I suck. If he said that.
Well, if he said, I suck male dicks, yeah. I believe it. Because he looks as faggy as they come.
He does. But, you know, members of his tribe seem to have this wormy.
Effeminate look.
Effeminate, sickly look.
You notice that Jewish men, it's either all male or all effeminate. There's no in-betweens.
Right, right. Yeah.
You know, you see a Jewish male, he's the husky and he looks male.
Right. Well, you know, even
you
a
see
lot
those,
of.
Like a canter and they look like. Winks.
Yeah, but there aren't many of the first kind that you're talking about. Like, even the IDF soldiers, you look at videos and pictures of the IDF soldiers, and so many of them are those wimpy little looking suckers. It's no wonder they issue diapers.
I don't know if that's more like training, because when they get out, they turn into husky old men again.
Well.
Like BB.
Yeah, maybe so. But, you know, I mean, the IDF actually does issue Pampers to their soldiers because they piss themselves and shit themselves so often when they face anything more dangerous than a 10-year-old throwing rocks.
Really?
Yeah, I've got pictures I can show you. Yeah.
You got them wearing the diapers. Huh?
Wearing the diapers and pictures of them pissing themselves, yeah.
Holy Moses.
Yeah.
You think they'd be in astronaut training.
Yeah. Well, you know, the astronaut doesn't have any choice.
I know.
But the IDF, they're just getting scared and shitting themselves.
I would be praying for constipation if I was John Glenn up there.
Yeah.
Who wants to shit yourself?
I'd be praying for, I don't know, a DNA transplant if I were in the IDF. But anyway, yeah, Boehner, the reason they claim that he is stepping down is because.
That's some good news.
Yeah, isn't it? But, well, we'll see if it's good news because now the Republicans get to vote for whoever they're going to have for their new speaker.
I hope they don't pick that idiot Ryan because he looks like Cantor's boyfriend.
Oh, Paul Ryan?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Or Santorum. I think they're all birds
of a feather. Well, Santorum's not in the government anymore.
Well, that's because he's too busy cleaning that Santorum up.
Right, right. The frothy goo.
Yes.
But anyway, but, you know, it's
that
just.
Radio jockey pegged it, told him exactly what he's going to do, and he did it.
Yeah.
To Santorum.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what was that?
He was going to ruin him with his name.
Oh, know? Yeah. Well, he did. If he's the one who actually came up with that. Well, anyway, they say that the reason that he stepped down is because, his own party hates him. He has.
Like a sellout.
Yeah. Well, see, he's been, in his words, doing everything he could to try to put together a bill to keep the government from shutting down. But he hasn't been doing everything he could to put together a bill to keep the government from shutting down because Boehner insisted on having funding for Planned Parenthood in there. Now, Planned Parenthood's already unpopular with rank and file Republicans. And after they came out with that video where that evil Jewess was meeting with people to sell body parts from live babies and explaining how, well, you know, don't tell anybody, but we have to actually extract the baby alive if we want to take its brain. We have to take it alive and we snip his, you know, we crush his skull and take that live brain out. And then she joked and said, well, you know, I work hard at this because you know what they say? A Lamborghini costs an arm and a leg. And I, this is all on video, man.
What name is this gal?
I can't remember her name, but I'll
make sure I never meet her.
I'll post the video on the, I'll post the video with the show. But anyway, so that's their claim. That's why they're claiming he's stepping down. But you know, the
scaled down Planned Parenthood to what it is originally supposed to be might be okay.
Come on, not just
what they've got now is bullshit. And I don't know that the government really needs to be in that mode of telling little girls not to go to bed with men.
Well, that's not what Planned Parenthood does.
Not what it does. It's what it's supposed to have done.
No, they're supposedly, what the government pays them for is to hand out free condoms and birth control pills and Depo-Provera shots.
We got 10 million doctors that can do that.
Sure. And we've got county health districts that'll do that. Everything. Yeah,
you can go to any county plan and get free condoms.
Yeah.
Even in Texas.
They give them out in school.
Well, they give them in free in the counties. Things here too. I know.
Well, if they want to cut down.
I took a whole box one time.
If they want to cut down on the birth rate, here's what you do. Quit paying single women to have babies. Boy, watch that. Watch people start getting responsible with that birth control.
Well, that you're probably right. And unfortunately, you're probably right. I hate to admit it, but you are probably right there.
Yeah.
I still think we ought to go back to if you're on a welfare dole of any sort, not Social Security. I'm talking about pure welfare.
Yeah.
Food stamps, any of that. You don't get to vote.
Yeah.
Because that's swaying the election through handouts.
What if you're on it due to disability?
No, that's SSI.
Right.
That's not a welfare.
Right. Welfare, what the program that we actually, when people say welfare, the program they actually.
Good programs and.
Right. Well, the main program that we consider, that what people are thinking of when they say welfare is TANF, T-A-N-F, and that stands for Temporary Assistance to Needy Families. There's nothing temporary about it. Unless you consider 200 or 300 years temporary because, I mean, we've got, this stuff's been going on ever since the Freedmen's Bureau. You know, the Freedmen's Bureau, they had all the...
Well, I told you Republicans screwed over the United States then.
Well, sure they did.
You know, that
sure
40 acres and mule promise they gave didn't pan out too well.
Yeah, I've got a scan.
If they had done what they promised with the 40 acres and a mule, we might not have this problem today.
I've got a scan of...
So Boehner needs to go back in and vote in the 40 acres and a mule.
Yeah, I've got a scan for... presidential campaign flyer, I believe, was for Andrew Johnson. And, you know, it was saying sustain Congress. It's talking about the radical rump Republicans.
Yep.
Said sustain Congress and you support this. And it's, you know, and it's got, it lists out in there the Freedmen's Bureau is a scam that taxes working white men to keep the Negro in idleness, which is exactly what it was. And it says support Congress and you support this. It said, sustain the president and you support the white man. I mean, I actually used to talk like that in campaigns. And, anyway, I'll post that tonight too. But, this whole thing with Boehner, pretty good news. But you know, like I say, it's just a big question of who is going to rise to the top.
I'm glad to know he went down like a Molotov cocktail.
Yeah. And just out of nowhere too. Just out of nowhere.
I know he got the bloodline for it.
And
it
yeah. Yeah.
It lined up like a cannon.
Right. Right. Well, now as you probably know, the Pope addressed Congress yesterday.
I hope he undressed him.
Well,
of course he probably just fell in with him.
Yeah, probably. I'm starting to think he may be the first openly gay pope.
I don't know. Gay. He's a pedophile, probably. Well, he's Catholic.
Yeah.
But I have to give him credit. He's the only one that's ever done anything to put a stop to it.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, but he
to
had.
To a degree.
No, he did that because of all the flash.
Doesn't matter why he did it.
Because of all the blowback. Because he, the first thing
don't
he.
Don't use words like blowback when you're talking about pedophiles.
Well, the first thing that he tried to do was make everybody shut up about it and just sweep it under the rug. Yeah,
that's what his predecessor did too.
Yeah. And it blew up in his face so bad. I guess that's another thing I shouldn't say about a Catholic. But anyway, it blew up in it. No, I've got a lot of Catholic friends and there's nothing wrong with Catholicism, but they do have a problem with their clergy.
Have a problem with their clergy, but when it comes to going to church, I'd rather be in a Catholic church if I had to go to a Christian church than any of the others.
Right.
Because I know what time they're getting out.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Listen, I don't know how many times throughout my life that I would hear the preacher say for the third or fourth time towards the end of his sermon.
About 5 more minutes.
I know y'all are hungry. You know? And I'm going to shut her down.
My ex-father-in-law, whether the preacher was talking or not, would get up and leave at noon because he wasn't going to miss the Cowboys.
Yeah, well, you know, it used to be a running joke. And it wasn't just a joke. It would actually occur, you know, back in the days when they had the little, transistor radios that the guys would run a wire with the little one earpiece going up into their ear through their, suit jacket. And they'd sit there and act like they were listening to the sermon while they were listening to the Cowboys, you know.
Yeah, Baptists and Pentecostals are real bad about not knowing what time to shut down.
Yeah. Well, they get on a roll, you know.
How many times can they tell the same lie? And how many different ways?
Well, I don't know. You tell me. How many times have you seen it?
They go to school 4 years, learn how to lie to you.
Yeah, they go
to the seminary. You wonder why they have pedophile problems?
Yeah. Now this Pope.
They go to a seminary.
Right, a seminary, yeah.
To study about the new testicles.
Right, right. Well, here is a little something that some folks put together, just a little statistic about the Pope's speech to Congress. Now, you know, I've said before that this Pope is a Marxist, right?
You said it. I don't know.
Yeah, well, word count of Pope Francis's speech to Congress. He said common good 6 times. He said social 8 times. He said social justice 6 times, and he said Jesus 0 times.
God bless him.
Yeah, what a Pope.
He's admitting he ain't God no more.
Well, apparently the Pope goes to the capital of the most powerful nation on earth.
Well, that's questionable anymore. Seems like somebody has more power than we do.
Well, it seems like it, but it's not the case. I mean,
they're taking over Europe.
Yeah. No, that's not Somalia. That's really mainly Syria. Or, well, they're all claiming they're from Syria. Yeah, but
that's what I'm saying. Syria didn't have that many people.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about that in a little bit because that's part of the.
If they're coming out of Syria, they're actually coming out of Iraq because most of those are refugees from Iraq war.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to one more thing. We'll talk about one more topic before we take our break.
Oh, we're not going. You can let the Catholics off that easy. Okay.
Well, I don't have anything against them.
We're supposed to argue the points here, you know?
Well, yeah, I know, but I mean, that.
You know, you keep telling this in Marxist, the previous Pope was wanted for war crimes in World War II.
Yeah.
He used to work for the Bushes.
Right. Selling that Fanta orange?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. I ran across a book review right before we started the show over on American Renaissance.
Did I sell it here?
No.
And don't talk about it.
Well, this isn't about the book. I'm not promoting a book. It's just an idea that I wanted to bring out. The book is called A Field Guide to SJWs. And, the article, the review is written by a lady named Jane Weir, American Renaissance. And
Jewish women?
No, social justice warriors. Oh. It says, Field Guide to Social Justice Warriors, who they are and how to beat them. SJW stands for Social Justice Warrior, which is approximately synonymous with militant, politically correct ideologue, or perhaps stridently leftist, cultural Marxist, or, as some of the whimsically inclined might say, noisome progtard. The expression sprang from the blogosphere in recent years as a way of describing progressive activists and keyboard crusaders. SJWs thrive on the internet, often in obscure and fetid corners. Reddit, 4chan, Tumblr.com blogs, where disturbed youngsters share their taste for Japanese anime, sexual perversity, and science fiction. SJWs also swarm in social media. They specialize in mass Twitter attacks and in filling the comments sections of Salon and Huffington Post and The Guardian with lurid, foul-mouthed smackdowns. Teabagger, go fuck yourself, of anyone who expresses an opinion that is not left of center. At least they did until recently. HuffPo and other sites have ramped up their comment screening because online advertisers don't like filth. For an excellent dissection of the whole SJW phenomenon, there's now a handy field guide called SJWs Always Lie, Taking Down the Thought Police. The pseudonymous, however you'd say that. I don't know. I know what the word means. I've never known how to say it. Author Vox Day, real name Theodore Beale, is a game designer and science fiction writer who's had some head-on collisions with this crowd while acquiring a thorny reputation as the sci-fi author the leftist most loved to hate. In this volume, Beale not only tells us how to identify SJWs, he gives us an extensive self-defense guide explaining how to survive when SJWs attack. In Chapter 1, An Introduction to the Social Justice Warrior, Mr. Beale describes what SJWs are all about. Quote, in the universities, in the churches, in the corporations, free speech and free thought are under siege by a group of fanatics as self-righteous as Savonarola, as ruthless as Stalin, as ambitious as Napoleon, and as crazy as Caligula.
That's a little extreme.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
No, you haven't met them. You haven't met them.
I haven't met who?
The SJWs.
That's still an extreme view.
They are every bit that extreme. I'm telling you. Okay, check it out. They are the social justice warriors, the SJWs, the self-appointed thought police who have been running amok throughout the West since the dawn of the politically correct era of the 1990s. Their defining characteristics, a philosophy of activism for activism's sake, a dedication to rooting out behavior they deem problematic, offensive, or unacceptable in others, a custom of primarily identifying individuals by their sex, race, and sexual orientation, a hierarchy of intrinsic morality based on the identity politics of sex, race, and sexual orientation, a quasi-religious belief in equality, diversity, and the inevitability of progress. Mr. Beale also breaks down the SJW modus operandi into its stages and rationales. He analyzes some of the subtle peculiarities about SJW behavior. For example, now this is the part I thought you'd be interested in. The tendency to plead grievances to weak, unprepared bystanders when they want to attack you. Thus, when John Derbyshire wrote his famous Tacky Mag column of April 2012 called The Talk, the non-black version, which that was an article that he wrote, there had been an article that came out in some mainstream publication called The Talk that was written by some black activist where he told how he had to talk to his son and tell his son, oh, you need to be afraid of these white people. They'll send their police to kill you because you're black and all that. And Derbyshire's article was great. He sat down and he said, look, son, I want to have this talk with you. You need to stay out of the black part of town. When you see groups of black people approaching you, you don't turn your back on them and all that stuff. You know, it was just basic common sense stuff. And, so he says, instead of when he wrote that article, the SJWs complained not to the free-willing tacky Theodorakopoulos, that's the guy who publishes Tacky Mag, who published the column and who would have laughed them off, but to the sedate, limp, Rich Lowry of National Review, who immediately buckled and put out a public statement that he was severing ties with Mr. Derbyshire.
You know, you do realize only 3% of the country can even understand what that says?
What do you mean?
Because it's written above third grade level.
Oh, right, right. Well, we're not trying to talk to those people.
I'm just telling nobody will catch on to that one.
Okay, but here's the part. Okay, here's the part where I think you'll really... Likewise, when JavaScript inventor Brendan Eich was the subject of a gay Twitter swarm in 2014 because 6 years earlier he had contributed to the anti-gay marriage Proposition 8 in California, the homosexual activist didn't go directly after the management of Mozilla, where CEO and founder Ike was widely supported by other executives. Instead, they got other companies, including OkCupid, to threaten a boycott of Mozilla's Firefox web browser. Meanwhile, they whipped a number of whipped a number of low-level Mozilla employees into joining the Twitter protest, thereby giving the false impression that Mr. Ike was unpopular within his own company. According to Mr. Beal, Mozilla's Twitter account received 47,491 messages about the CEO, most of them negative. Mr. Ike chose to step down just to silence the fuss. Mr. Beal explained that this is typical of SJW tactics. They avoid hard targets and aim for the softies, the moderates, the ideologically unaffiliated. Quote, the truth is that although they certainly don't like those they invariably label right-wing extremists, for the most part, they leave us alone because we are impervious to their influence. Oh, they will certainly complain about us, take advantage of any tactical missteps on our part, and block us on Twitter, but they very seldom make the sort of concerted effort that one saw in the hounding of Brendan Eich or the metaphorical stoning of Dr. James Watson because they know their efforts will be largely futile. Instead, they prey on the naive and the unsuspecting. They prey on the moderates, the middle grounders, and the fence sitters. A target who is psychologically unprepared for being attacked is much more likely to throw up his hands and run away. And there's a lot more to this article. I'll post the link to it so people can check it out. Sounds like it might be an interesting read, the book.
It does.
But, of course, there's a lot more interesting reads at HiddenMysteries.com that don't cost nearly as much. Speaking of which, have you sold any of those Hitler UFO books?
Not a one.
What's wrong with you people? Nah, it's a really good book. I took it home last night and I went looking through it. It's not like so many of those books that you have in that category over there, you know, where it's the larger books about this type of subject matter. It's not just words on a page. I mean, it's got scans of old newspaper articles, all kinds of stuff in
blueprints.
There. Blueprints. Oh yeah, it's just as cool as me. Listen, that book is worth three times what it costs just for that cover. Let me tell you, I love that cover, man. You got a big swastika in Hitler and a bunch of UFOs. I mean, what could be better?
Yeah, I really think I don't know if he personally did it, but some of his crew probably were meeting with the aliens or captured them.
Yeah. Well.
There's more to that Tibet story than they've ever discovered when they went to Tibet searching for the king of the underworld.
Yeah. Well, probably so. Well, Ghost, you ready to take a break?
I reckon.
We'll take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what I've been promising we were going to talk about. We're going to talk about why the happening is really happening this time, why it's different this time. And look here, Ghost. I've got notes. Can you believe it? I got like 3 pages of notes.
So I can just turn my mic off.
No. Well, you need to leave it on because I'm sure you're going to want to argue with me. And
I've been around since the days when I first heard the Berkshire's message.
I know you have.
Which is basically the same message we're hearing right now.
Nothing has changed.
No.
Something very important has changed.
Waco people are still dead.
Something very important
Ruby
has changed.
Ridge people are still dead.
Yes, they are. But something very important
Iraqi
has changed.
Baghdad people are still dead.
They are. But something very important has changed. And we're going to talk about that.
Israel has not changed.
Israel's not the one that needs to change. It's everybody else. All right. We're going to...
Everybody else hasn't changed. And even Boner hasn't changed.
Oh, they're changing. They're changing.
Boner?
Well, Boner's changed.
Yeah, he's pickled.
Boner's changed. You know, an interesting thing about that is, one thing that they never mention in the mainstream media is how unpopular Boner has become, even with the mainstream conservatives, ever since it came out that, I think I've shown you before, that picture of his dreadlocked Negro Jamaican son-in-law that married his pretty white daughter. Well, that Negro dreadlocked son-in-law is in trouble for narcotics trafficking. And Boehner, a few months ago, floated a bill that would make it to where they let all the federal drug dealers out with a slap on the wrist, and everybody got all up in arms. You're just doing this because of your son-in-law. Well, anyway, okay, we're going to...
That sounds like our favorite Texan here that did that, or wanted to do it.
Who's... Oh, Ron Paul?
Clayton Douglas.
Oh, Clayton Douglas. Oh, yeah, you mean wanted to do it because of a particular person.
His son he wanted all these drug lords to be... Pound and rocks is what he said on his campaign trail, and then his son got arrested for it.
Right, and all of a sudden he had a change of heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing how that happens, isn't it?
Isn't it wonderful? This is an incredible USA.
Well, you know, at least, though, I will hand it to a guy like that. At least he has a change of heart and wants to apply it to everybody.
Yeah.
The way most of these rich, powerful assholes do is that they'll say, everybody that this happens to.
I would have respected Boner a lot more and said, the drug war is lost. It is over. We're going to end all appropriations for it.
Yeah.
Now you got my attention.
Right, right. Well, you know, the way that, you know, at least somebody like Douglas, they came out and said, okay, I've changed my mind. It's a bad thing. But the way most of these rich and powerful assholes do is they'll go through their whole life saying, you know, hang them all, hang them all, hang them all.
Bush.
And then their kid gets in trouble and they don't come out and say, I was wrong. What they do is they pay somebody off. They get their kid off the hook, or call somebody up and call in a favor. They get their kid off or get him a slap on the wrist. And they keep screaming, hang them all, hang them all, hang them all.
Yeah.
You know. Well, anyway, we're going to take a break now, and I'm going to play about 10 or 15 commercials.
Yeah, right.
And,
I hope you don't play more than one or two.
I'm thinking three. I'm thinking
three.
The standard three, yeah.
Okay.
They're only 1 minute apiece, and we only play them once. So, everybody who's listening, remember that. It's 3 minutes, so no fast-forwarding. You have to listen to our sponsors. And you have to do what they say.
Toilet break.
Toilet break. Yeah, that's what they're going to go do, isn't it? They're going to go get popcorn, and they're going to use the bathroom. I feel used. I feel so used.
Yeah, you're wanting to hurry up and get off the mics and go to the bathroom.
Oh, no, not me. I might need some coffee. All right. Here we go. See you guys on the other side.
Truth seekers and freedom-loving Texans, HiddenMysteries.com is the place to find those hard-to-locate books for your research. HiddenMysteries.com has the largest and most diverse knowledge-based selection on the Internet today. Be sure and visit HiddenMysteries.org for over 12,000 free articles for truth seekers. Visit HiddenMysteries.com today or call 903-876-3256 for a free catalog.
The liberty of Texas is under assault. The American Constitution has been shredded. The 10th Amendment has been forgotten. The meaning of freedom has been perverted. Washington's values and the values of Texans are opposites. Texans are victims of tyranny not seen since Santa Anna. Obamacare, oppressive taxation, porous borders, more socialism, and firearm restrictions. Sam Houston said, Texas will again lift his head and stand among the nations. It's time for Texas to be free. Texas independence now. The Texas Nationalist Movement.
Welcome back to Hidden Mysteries Radio, HiddenMysteriesRadio.com. Well, we're back. Ghost, you just made a remark about my desktop.
That kind of looked like Boehner, didn't it?
Yeah. My desktop has a big blown-up image of my avatar, which some of you are familiar with, but for those who aren't, it's a giant Sasquatch on the toilet taking a dump. But Boehner doesn't look
really chimping out, isn't it?
Well, I guess. I don't know. Boehner doesn't look anything. You know, Sasquatch is a big, strong beast, and they're not known for crying.
I bet he's on his flying down to Dallas to cry on Glenn Beck's shoulder.
If I were to try to pick an animal that I thought fit Boehner, it would be something like, I don't
Ellie
know.
Weasel?
No, well, that's a reptile, but I was thinking something like a retarded French bulldog or whatever. I don't know. Well, anyway, I almost forgot.
How about a wiener schnitzel dog?
No, those dogs are too cool. You're talking about dachshunds?
Yeah.
No, they're way too cool. They're actually pretty tough.
Well,
you know what those
Edward are? Canner, I would give the chihuahua.
Yeah, he should.
A little yapping mutt.
Is there a Jewish dog? I think
there is one.
Yeah, it's called the Golan dog or whatever. It looks like a cur, which I guess is, you know, I've made the comment.
It's a popular one. It's a shepherd dog. It's one that shepherds flock to sheep.
Oh, that's not what the Golan dog is. But anyway, I made the comment today because it was in context, and it occurred to me how true it really is. Jews are both the most mongrelized and simultaneously the most inbred race on earth. And only the Jewish race could make a contradiction in terms like that a reality. I mean, really. But anyway, I almost forgot. I had one more story I was wanting to talk about in the last segment, so we'll talk about it in this one before we get to the main story. I know this is something you're probably going to be interested in. Headline, mathematician suspicious of election fraud hires lawyer to force Kansas to hand over voting records. I don't understand why those patterns are there, she says. A Kansas mathematician said this week that she had retained a lawyer and had scheduled a discovery hearing to force Secretary of State Chris Kobach to hand over voting records after they showed evidence of election fraud. Quote, I don't understand why those patterns are there. The patterns are definitely real, but we don't know what's causing them or why they're there, Wichita State University statistician Beth Clarkson told KSHB last month. Now, you want a good tongue twister, say Wichita State University statistician four or five times real fast. But anyway, they do fit what would be expected if election fraud is occurring, and that's very concerning. Brad Bloggs' Brad Friedman explained the suspicious activity in a recent column, confirming a theory initially appointed by two other statisticians in 2012. Clarkson has found that computer-reported results from larger precincts in the state with more than 500 voters show a consistent statistical increase in votes for the Republican candidates in general elections, and even a similar increase for establishment GOP candidates versus Tea Party challengers during the Republican primaries.
Remember, Diebold belongs to the Republican Party.
That's right. Those results run counter to conventional political wisdom that Democrats perform better in larger, more urban precincts. Kobach, however, went to court. Now, this is the Secretary of State, Chris Kobach, went to court to block Sedgwick County from releasing voting records to Clarkson. On Tuesday, Clarkson noted on her blog that Randy Rathbun of DePue, Gillen, Rathbun, and McIntyre LC would represent her in court. He had a number of admirable qualities, but the one most important to me was his attitude that my goal of getting access to those records was attainable, she wrote. He's also a local attorney and a fellow Sedgwick County voter. According to Clarkson, a discovery hearing has been scheduled for 1 p.m. on October 19th. My understanding is that this is a short hearing to determine the amount of time needed in order to schedule a trial, she added. What do you think, Ghost?
I think they've been doing voter rigging since the 2000 election.
Yeah, well, the hanging chads.
Yes.
Well, yeah, maybe so. But this, you know, they didn't have the completely paperless electronic machines then like they have now.
Just about, because that idiot from Texas that's not really from Texas that couldn't win a birthday party election got elected president of the United States.
Bush?
Yes.
Well, no, I didn't say it wasn't election fraud. I said they didn't have the paperless electronic machines like they do now. I mean, you could actually...
Not as rampant, but they already had them.
Yeah, but when they wanted to do fraud then, they had to throw out actual votes and go to court and defend why they threw those votes out. You know, and they would have to convince judge to go along with the fraud.
Democrats only use dead people in graveyards. They don't use electronics.
Oh, well, they do now. I saw... I'll find it if I can. And, you know, if time permits, I'll put it in the post tonight, but there's a video that came out, way back around the 2008 elections, I think, where this guy who's a computer expert
proved it could be done. Yeah.
Not that it can be done, that it is being done. And, you know, he just entered a code into the machine, and there were so many vote, you know, and he'd press to vote Democrat, and it would vote Republican ever so many times. Or he'd press to vote Democrat. He'd do it the other way, and he'd press to vote Democrat, and it would vote Republican ever so many times. You keep pressing Democrat, 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 or Republican, 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 and the numbers would go up the wrong way. And when you don't have any kind of paper record, there's no way to substantiate that happened. And like here,
we get both the paper and the electronic.
Well, no, we get the choice.
You also get a paper ticket when you come off of the electronic ballot.
Yeah. But I mean, as long as this 100% of the evidence you're looking for is on that
piece of paper, yeah.
Well, on the hard drive. I mean, they can alter what's on the hard drive before you ever get to court with that crap.
Republicans can, yeah.
Well, all of them can. I mean, you know, I the Republicans are the most fun to make fun of right now because they're making such nutless asses of themselves for the whole world to see. But
well, for them to win the election with the choice they've got, unless they go with somebody like Trump,
yeah,
it's going to be total voter fraud because there's none of those people electable.
Yeah.
Trump is the only one, if I can see on their list, that's even electable.
Well, yeah. I mean,
now, and the Democrats, they really haven't got anybody electable either, but they do have name recognition in Hillary Clinton.
Well, Hillary, I think, is going to prison before the election.
It's possible.
A lot of stuff has come out.
Outside of her, they have very little name recognition, anybody.
Right. Well, they're talking, the scuttlebutt is that Joe Biden's going to run, and that's an automatic loss.
Well, still name recognition, but it's very, very bad.
Well, I mean, Stalin.
Don't need any more old hat stuff.
Stalin had name recognition, but I don't think he would have won an election in the United States.
He won it in Russia over and over and over.
Yeah. Where you go and you vote yes or no?
No, you
for
go
the
and
one
vote
candidate.
Yes.
Well, right, but I mean, those are allegedly your options, and they have the KGB compliance officers watching as you vote and all that stuff. I remember when I was in school, they were already pushing
very much like the Republicans did on the 13th Amendment and 14th Amendment ratification votes.
Yeah. What's wrong with those?
Republicans sent in armed troops to make sure Louisiana, for one, voted the way they wanted it voted.
Right, right. Well, what's wrong with forcing people to vote your way at gunpoint? What's the matter with that?
That's what the United States is still doing.
Yeah. Well, pretty much. I mean, that's a good segue to get into.
So you're saying the third party has no chance at all?
Pretty much. If they did, we would have had about 8 years of a President Perot back in the 90s.
Well, I'm talking about with this electronic voting.
Right.
Unless they get the coders and they go in there and start changes to make third party elections for every Democrat and Republican cast.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's move right on into this. The subject of tonight's show. Why is the happening happening? Is the happening happening? Well, the happening is happening, in my opinion.
What's the happening?
The happening.
That's a bad name again.
No, it's a good name. The happening is it's happening. People are waking up.
That's an old meme used from some religious churches a long time back.
Well, I don't care. You know, it's the word that everybody's using for it, or the term. Anyway, I had a friend guy on Twitter whose account is called the Anti-Cuck, and he came into he linked me his video, said this might about a week ago, he said this might be a good topic for one of your shows, and I said, well, hey, I'll check it out and everything. It turns out he was right. It was a good topic. The video is a vlog by a guy who goes by the handle Roosh V. Now Roosh V is an American his name is Daryush and some raghead name that's 9 miles long that starts with V. And so he calls himself Roosh V. His father is some kind of a Muslim immigrant. His mother's some type of normal American. And Roosh, I don't like. I don't like him at all. Never have. But he's a smart guy. I'll give him that. And he's right about a lot of things. And I think he's right this time. Now, who Roosh is, he made his name what they call PUAs online. Pickup artist crapola. You know, his big deal used to be he'd teach you how to score with the ladies. And, of course, I've watched hours and hours of his stuff. Not because of the pickup artist stuff, but because of the other stuff he was talking about. And I never saw any evidence whatsoever that his stuff even works for him. But, you know, he's got this legion of followers. But he's moved into more serious stuff over the last few months. And he's written some pretty good articles and some pretty crafty. And I think he's mainly just a businessman. And most of what he does is clickbait. But a lot of the stuff that he does on his YouTube channel is his own personal thing where he's giving his opinion. But the video, the title of it is The Establishment's Narrative is Collapsing. And it's about a 12 to 13 minute vlog. And I'll go through some of these points here that he makes. he really only made about 4 points. And we'll go through them. Of the narrative on the media.
And they own the politicians.
So they control the information that goes out there.
Well, they're not in control of it anymore.
I agree with it. I don't agree with that yet.
They can't shut us down, can they?
Yes.
How?
Flip a switch. You're gone.
No.
Ask Twitter how many times they've deleted your account.
Well, I don't have to ask. I know.
Okay. They can delete
you. But they didn't stop me, though, did they?
They could have.
How?
There are people now in... quarantine from using the internet for internet crimes, if they consider internet crimes.
Yeah, but Twitter's not the internet police.
eBay thinks they are.
Yeah. Well, anyway, one of the things that they try to do, they try to keep it to where certain information you can't look up. And anybody...
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
A lot of good information has disappeared off the internet.
Right. And anybody who speaks out against whatever the prevailing narrative of the moment is, they try to inoculate the public against listening to them. Mm-hmm. That, you know, like a guy like Rouge, what they do is, since he had this, does this pickup artist thing, which he still does. When you go to his website, when I link to his website to where you can go see his video, a pop-up pops up that says, put your name and email address here to get our text messaging guide, you know, where it's bull crap where they say, okay, don't text her first. And when she texts you the first time, don't text back too quick. And when you do text back, don't tell her you had a good time. Yeah, it's all this crap. But anyway, you know, and with a guy like him, they say, oh, he's a pickup artist. He's a misogynist. He's a rapist. All this crap, you know.
The word we usually use is gigolo.
Right, right. But, well, he doesn't get paid. You have to get paid to be a gigolo.
Oh.
The word I used to hear the old guys use was cocksman. You know, he really thinks he's a cocksman. You know, he can go get the women. Mm-hmm. But that's probably a word before your time.
That's probably his wet dream and not his real life.
I don't know. Anyway, he and I have had some unpleasant exchanges on Twitter. I seem to recall saying something to him about being a mongrelized Asian, Iranian troglodyte or something like that. But anyway.
I wonder why he doesn't like you.
Well, no, I, to be honest with you, I don't think he's aware of me enough to like me or not like me, you know. It's me that doesn't like him. And, you know, if he would just keep his BS straight, I'd have a lot nicer things to say to him. But the thing that really put me off of him was, you know, now he's always talking about nationalism this and nationalism that. But just a few months ago, when he and I had our little row, it upset him bad enough that he went and wrote an article about nationalism and ethnic interests. And he said, well, yeah, everybody has an ethnic interest that they should advocate. Except white people. Because when white people do it, it ends up in gas chambers.
God.
You know?
No self. Right. No self. What is self-loathing Arab?
He's half Arab and half white, according to him. Not Arab. Iranian. Whatever the hell.
A Persian.
He's a Persian or a Pashtun. They got all kinds of Arab. Well, he doesn't. I don't think he thinks that he doesn't like the Jews. And he's come out pretty vocally against that recently, and that's one of the reasons I think he's kind of moved our camp, because he pointed out some hypocrisy that the Jews practice. I mean, if you can imagine that they actually do have a little hypocrisy.
I have no doubt that Nazis had a pogrom against Jews, but Auschwitz is not one of them.
Right.
But it's no worse than the pogrom that the Jews have got against, the Israelites have got against... Palestine.
Well, it's not near as bad as what the Jews ended up doing to Germany.
No, they about destroyed
And it's not
it.
As bad as what they did to Germany before.
What they've done to it after World War II is the shame of it.
Well, I know, but look what they did to it before World War II.
It was so popular because he was bringing
into
that crap.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, but
he was going after the bankers. Let's understand that. He was going after the bankers.
Yeah, but like I say, you know, you got a guy like him, and when he starts telling these inconvenient truths to plagiarize Al Gore, they attack him as a misogynist, a rapist, pickup artist, a scammer, and all this stuff. And it's just, it's the same thing as, you know, the stuff that I talk about. I'm constantly attacked as a KKK Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews, who wears a tinfoil hat, lives in his mother's basement.
No, you do not want to stop 6 million.
There are at least 18 million. But no, no, I don't want to kill any of those Jews.
Well, I mean, I don't know. The city of London, I might figure out a few.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, they come after me and say those things about me. And not only that, I mean, it's amazing the kinds of crap and the time people spend. I have anywhere, at any given time, I've got between 3 and 12 impersonators on social media who will make social media accounts that look like mine and will Photoshop tweets to, you know, trying to convince people to block me, trying to make them think of me.
But showed him who was the master.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you read all 4 of them? Did you read all 4 of them?
No, I haven't read any of them.
Oh, I thought you were going to the 4 points.
No, I'm about to.
Well, I thought that media 12 ain't the 4 points.
No, this is the introduction to the points. The points are about why it changes. Okay? And here's point one is they're losing control. And the example here is the migrant crisis. Okay? They thought that they had the coverage and narrative making so wrapped up, they were going to, within just a week or two, they were going to sweep a million of these migrants, as they call these refugees, as they call them. Yeah, into Europe. And what they didn't expect.
Europe.
Yeah, what they didn't expect was Eastern Europe. Hungary, Poland, you know, et cetera.
It turned into Jew-rup.
They weren't putting up with it. Hungary built a wall, kind of like Israel's wall. Which works. And
of course, everybody's saying shame on that wall.
Yeah.
But they didn't say that to Israel.
Yeah. And then, and see, in the media has been trying.
Congratulations, Hungary. You're waking up. You're waking up. Get out of the damn EU.
Yeah. Oh, I think they want out.
It's like Texas wants out of the US.
Yeah. The USSA.
The Jew US. The JUSS.
The United States. The Jew blighted states of America.
Europe.
Jew-blighted states of America.
Jew.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, in the media, if this had happened 20 years ago, it would have been a slam dunk because you didn't have the internet. Because the thing that's going on, all the mainstream media, they were going into this sea of well-fed young men in their 20s and picking out the odd stray woman or child here and there, taking their pictures and only publishing their pictures, trying to guilt trip the Europeans into thinking it's all a bunch of women and children, and you got to help them, and blah, blah, blah.
Bunch of terrorists.
Yeah. ISIS is bragging that they've already gotten something like 70,000 of their people into Europe through this shit.
The Nigerian scammers, I mean, them are now in Europe.
Right. But Bruce told a personal anecdote. He has a younger brother who's 19 years old. And he said he was watching this stuff, and he said it was immediately apparent to the 19-year-old that they were trying to manipulate him emotionally if they kept pushing the women, the children, when in reality it was a bunch of fighting-age healthy men. And if a 19-year-old can see through that stuff, the media is losing grasp on the narrative. You know, and that's example one. Let's go to example. We've talked about this one on the show. We had a whole show on this example. Ann Coulter's Jew tweet, okay? Remember, she tweeted several tweets about her disgust with the Republicans pandering to Israel and pandering to Jews. And she said, just how many fucking Jews do you think there actually are in America? And, you know, and it made people think. And, you know, immediately she was, all the Jews in the media labeled an anti-Semite, said her career was over, and all this other crap. And as it turned out, it didn't hurt Ann Coulter a bit. Her book sales are doing fine, and it has made lots of people who just sit and watch Fox News and that kind of thing, it made their ears perk up, made them think a little bit, you know, why can't we be talking about having a strong USA? They don't talk about about that at all. All they talk about is having a strong Israel.
A rush,
yeah.
And they decided to jump on this bandwagon. That's playing their idea to begin with.
Well, O'Reilly's not ever going to jump on it. O'Reilly has refused to have Ann Coulter on ever since she published her book, Adios America, because O'Reilly doesn't want to have to confront facts and logic about this immigration mess.
He don't want to confront his bosses over having confronted it.
Right. Well, okay.
The ones in Tel Aviv.
Yeah. Now, here's another example that Rooch made. Four, okay. There are too many people speaking out against the narrative now. You know, back when, in the day when you first got started talking about Texas independence, when lots of other people were first starting to talk about New World Order, World Zionism, that kind of stuff, the thing was there were so few people and they were so isolated that the media could come after them and just basically have this huge media mob thing to discredit this one person, push him off to the side. But they can't do that now. There are hundreds of thousands of vocal people like us who are not necessarily as active as you and I are, that they're doing radio shows and stuff every week, but that they're speaking out on social media. They're speaking out all over the place, and they can't media mob hundreds of thousands of individuals all over the place. I mean, Bush, you know, remember Papa Bush talked about his 1,000 points of light. Well, he's getting them. It's not the ones he wanted, but, you know, they're getting them. And then, you know, it's all across everything. You got people on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and there's just more of them every day. And the nationalist community, which is a really good canary in the coal mine for the alternative right, it's growing. And the alternative right is growing. And you've got all these people. I mean, you've got old guys like my dad who have always been dyed-in-the-wool Republicans who, even when whatever the Republican was saying he wanted to do, half of it was disgusting to them. They'd always say, well, you know, that's the best we can do, and I'm going to vote for the lesser good. They're not saying that. And also this whole thing about Trump, that's another good sign. But they can't shut that down. They can't shut down millions of people all across the entire Western world.
Wrong thing is Fox made it try to have a debate and schedule Ron Paul and the academic.
Yeah.
The backlash then, something that unbelievable.
Right. It was, but it kind of faded away. Right. Well, the problem with Ron Paul, and I love Ron Paul. I was a delegate for Ron Paul in 2008. But the thing with Ron Paul is he doesn't have charisma. And
it is true.
Right. Well, how many elections did Truman win? Right. And who was running against him? Exactly. Exactly.
I don't know who his vice president was.
I mean, he got swept in there on FDR's coattails. It was the end of World War II, and
yeah, he ended World War II,
you know, with a mushroom cloud.
Two of them.
Yeah. And then his last point is not about anything that's already happened, but it's his prediction of what's going to happen, and I agree with him, and I will be watching this and keeping up with it. The media, since they can't control the narrative, they're going to have to keep doubling down and doubling down and doing more and more ridiculous stuff. What you're going to see is you're going to see news outlets that are supposed to disagree with one CNN, Fox, MSNBC. They're all going to start agreeing. They're all going to start pushing the same BS, and nobody's going to buy it. And this thing is really picking up speed, and it's going to start moving faster than you can than I can possibly imagine. It's going to be a real whirlwind day to day. And our challenge is, when I say our, I'm not necessarily including Ghostsmith because I don't want to speak in a politically identifying way for him, but the challenge for people like myself and the alternative right is going to be to move as fast as the narrative moves.
It's what I want to see happen with this movement, if you're talking about, is European Union completely dissolved and these countries going back to their sovereign states.
Yeah.
And the United States doing the same thing.
Right.
Because it's gotten out of hand with this global crap. Totally out of hand. As what Merkel is getting there, bringing in basically millions of unwanted aliens into their country against the German wishes.
Yeah.
It's time to end her.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. It's time to end her.
Yeah. She needs to. She needs.
She makes Hitler look like a swirling baby wrapped in the manger.
Well, she needs to be worked to death in the gulag, just like all those people in Dresden are saying.
If they didn't have an Auschwitz, she would be a perfect candidate for World War I.
Yeah. Well, you know what they were chanting in the streets of Dresden? They were saying, Putin to Germany, Merkel to Siberia. Yeah. You know? Here's another interesting thing. Putin's moved a bunch of air wings to Syria. Jet fighters, bombers, all that stuff. They're in Syria now, Russian ones.
Yeah.
With Russian... No, I'm not talking about giving them weapons. I'm talking about they have Russian air bases there now.
Israel's over there banging the war drums.
Because the United States is bombing them. Now, see, it's...
I had heard of that.
Oh, yeah, we're bombing both sides. Have you ever heard of anybody
We're bombing both sides of what?
We're bombing Assad's troops and ISIS. They're fighting each other, and we've gone to war against both of them.
So we're going into a civil war? What a stupid idea was this?
And fighting both sides.
What dumbass commander-in-chief pulled this?
Netanyahu. He's the one running world Jewry,
isn't he?
He really
is the commander-in-chief, isn't he? I like that.
He's the one running world Jewry, isn't he?
Well, yeah, but he's got the big old bomb. I saw it on a picture.
Yeah, he drew it. And he had that red marker, and he said, here we are.
Yeah, you know? Well, like Odie was proud of him.
Yeah, yeah. that's another, you know, he should have just took that marker. I have a Photoshop picture where it shows what he should have written. He should have just taken that marker and in big red letters written, I suck, and show that to the Congress.
Well, bombing on Russian troops would be a very dangerous thing.
Yeah, well, exactly, but I mean, how long?
They are... Think about it. They're well-armed because we're not any longer.
Right.
They're well-trained because our men are all green. You know, we don't have well-trained. We've done either killed them off or used them up.
Well, we've separated them is what we call
them. Used them up.
But there's lots of them who wanted to re-enlist, and we separated them because they want to enlist all these Mexicans.
Well, they're going to have a lot of Mexican blood over there laying on the ground. They're going to have a lot of Somalian blood, those that enlist over there. A lot of those are being...
Yeah.
You know, Guatemalans are being entered into the U.S. military.
Yeah.
Along with the Mexicans, and I'm sure Somalians and Nigerians. And
I wonder what color smoke a Somalian makes.
Pink.
Yeah, yeah.
Think about it. We are not the war class number one at the moment because we've spent 10 years depleting our
weapons. Yeah. And everything we've got's falling apart.
In fact, we had so much of it left over, they brought it back and started giving it to police.
I mean, just think about it. Most of our aircraft that we have deployed in these war zones are in the air 24/7, and they, you know, they'll go out, they'll do a mission, they'll bring it in, they'll patch the thing up, reload it with bombs and fuel, and send it back out. And they've been doing that for 10 years now, or 12 actually.
You know, they got some with the now they're facing weaponry that can actually take them down.
Yeah.
And I hope Russia. I really hope you've got every one of them aimed at Tel Aviv.
Right. Right. Well, yeah.
I don't mean to interfere with the Russian ingenuity because I'm sure they thought of that long before I did.
But I mean, you know, we've got Russian troops, Russian air bases, and all that stuff right there in Syria. We've got the United States military, whose brass, the top brass, have all been purged so that they could put gays in their positions. You know, not promoting them for how good they are, but promoting them for whether or not they'll suck a pecker. And
well, they'll bend over and take it.
And the commander in chief is this half idiotic pacifist anti American who has never been in the military and hates
pacifist.
The military.
That's a joke.
I'm making a joke, yeah. But he was a pacifist back in the day when he was old enough to join the military.
He claimed to be a pacifist when Bush was still on pacifier.
Well, wait a minute. He won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, he ought to give that back and in shame.
Yeah.
He also said he'd get rid of Guantanamo Bay.
He'd probably have to clean his...
We owe... That entire base belongs to Cuban's Castro.
Yeah. Well, if Obama Castro's Cuban. If Obama gave his peace prize back, somebody would have to clean the Santorum off of it.
Probably Richard himself.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so we've got the Russians right there on the ground, and they're flying, missions
Russians
and stuff.
Are being invited in.
And we've got our military fighting both sides in a
and what's Israel
war.
Doing?
They're sitting back and watching and laughing while all the goy destroy each other because of them. But what could possibly...
This is why the big refugee run out of Syria.
Yeah.
Which, as I pointed out earlier, probably Iraqis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, there are some websites that people have shared with me that, I mean, some of them are ISIS websites that are how-to guides of how for all those terrorists to say and do when they get here. And the funny thing is,
when they blow up the Reichstag, don't blame it on Hitler.
But the weird thing to me is how many of these Europeans have been brainwashed to accept this, because these people, when they the minute they come in your country, not one of them says thank you or we're glad to be here. They start screaming that they're, and this is the word they use, the salary for the refugees is not high enough. The food is no good. We're not going to cook our own food. And I just watched a video during the break that I think it was Jesuit Work, that channel I'm always promoting because they just post the raw video. It apparently is in Germany, but, you know, how do I know? I don't speak any of these European languages. But the welfare office is just packed with male Muslims. And this one smart-ass male Muslim, who I guess he's upset that he's having to wait in line too long or something, he's screaming at the welfare worker, I fuck your wife in the ass. I fuck her in the ass. And just going on and on with that shit. And the security guy stands, hey, man, calm that kind of, no, no, I fuck her. I fuck her right in the ass. You know, this is what, I mean, these are the people that we're greeting with song.
They need to take their bacon and go home.
They need to just put a bullet in their heads and send the bodies home. Just throw them in the Mediterranean.
Well,
they'll float
back. That's what we would have done in the south to the north.
Yeah. Well, that's what we should have done in the south.
Did a lot of it in Texas.
Yeah, that's true. There's still probably plenty of Yankee bodies they never found.
That's right. Some of them were sent back up north and barbecued and put into 55-gallon barrels.
Yeah, yeah. Ghost brought up barbecue because he wants me to hurry up and end the show because I made chili and brought it over.
Did you use Auschwitz?
No. There's no.
No purple smoke?
No purple smoke. No. The smoke that came off this chili was so white, so
pure. I hope this guy's right as far as his contention about it's happening. I just have seen this over and over and over since I first heard about it when John Birch was a famous part
of
the thing.
Well, you know, but the thing about it goes, you've known me for a few years now, and you know I've never been the most overly optimistic person, to put it lightly. But I really think, I've been telling you for weeks now, I think it is happening. I think it's happening. I mean, it could easily be derailed. But
see Greece out of that EU, because Greece has a, 5,000-year history practically that they should be proud of without being in the EU.
Yeah.
They should be able to survive anything on this planet because they survived everything so long.
Greece is about to have a coup.
Like Egypt.
They just had their elections again, and the idiotic Greeks returned Tsipras to office. But they had the Golden Dawn, I think, made a few advances. They're still the third party there. Of course, it's a parliamentary system, so third's a big deal. You know, they've got so many parties. But
I'd like to free the Israelites, the Israeli citizens.
Yeah.
And let them have real democracy, or at least a Republican democracy over there.
Yeah.
What they got there now is the most bastardized crap I've ever heard of. Kind of like the EU set up.
It's a dictatorship. When your political enemies start getting too numerous to where they might become half the population, you just go bomb the crap out of them over there in Gaza, and you got the election, you know, the 51%, and you've got control of the whole thing.
Yeah.
But anyway... anything happened this week that you want to talk about, Ghost?
No, you covered pretty good.
Well, all right.
Nothing really going on.
Yeah, well.
I do like his points. I hope he's right on his prediction.
Yeah, I think so. I hope so, too. I'm going to post, I guess I'll just post the video itself here in the article, and that way our listeners can avoid the pickup artist pop-ups. And... you know, kudos to Roosh for this one. I'm I'm not so insecure that just because I don't like somebody means that I won't admit when sounds to me like they're right, you know.
I've been doing a little study on this white race narrative that you've been talking about, and white race has done some pretty damaging things throughout the world. And you lay most of that at the foot of England.
Well, yeah, but...
But it is the civilization builder that no other culture has done in recent memory.
Yeah, we haven't done any more damage around the world, really, than...
You know, even in the Dark Ages,
Muslims.
When we were supposedly so dumbed down.
Oh, yeah.
The Catholic Church was building cathedrals that cannot be duplicated today.
Right. And now lots of them are being torn down to put up mosques. Isn't that nifty?
That's stupid.
I agree.
No, I would hate to see
Muslims,
that Golden Dome Mosque on the top of the mount ever destroyed. That thing is so beautiful.
Guess what the Muslims are demanding of Germany?
What?
That they cancel Oktoberfest because it's disrespectful to Muslims.
I hope Germany does that.
I hope they do too, because that will enrage. If you take away their beer festival, that might finally get the couch potatoes in Germany mad enough that they'll hang those politicians.
I think it ought to be a law that no Muslim will be allowed any booze in that country.
That's just like, you know. Now that you bring it up,
shove the Sharia right up their butt.
You know what would be the best thing that could happen to people's attitudes about immigration here in the United States?
What
is if all the wetbacks demanded that we get rid of football because it's disrespectful to Mexicans? If they demanded we get rid of the NFL, there would be concentration camps tomorrow with Mexicans going into the ovens. That seems to be like the only kind of thing that gets Americans energized. Is you threaten to take away their football or something?
Energize the Redskins, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do they call now?
Huh?
What are they called now?
I don't know. I haven't changed. I think they're still the Redskins. I think that stuff's all still tied up in court. But the president said he was going
to
make them change their name. But they did get their. He did give the order to the. What's the name of the office that does the trademarks and copyrights? It's not the patent office.
Trademark office.
They refused to renew their trademark on that name. But, you know, I've got a cure for that. You know, we've got, I was thinking about, they need a Little League baseball team for this.
They got one called the Washington Senators. Why don't they just have one called Washington Representatives?
Yeah, right, right. Have one called the Washington Cronies. But, you know, we need, this little subdivision next to us here has got a lot of kids in it. They could probably use a Little League team, you know. And I was thinking, what if we called them the Briarwood Savage Scalp Your Head Red Niggers? You know, I mean, if people want to be
my name out of it.
Yeah, if people, oh, excuse me. Sorry. Anyway, we'll say but you know, I mean, of course that's ridiculous, but I mean, if people want to be offended so easily, I say give it to them, offend them. You know, and I've learned that on social media.
My experience with friends that I've known, and they're not that offended by it.
No.
They only raise hell because it's the thing to do.
Yeah. Well, you know, Russell Means was one of the guys. He's one of the big head honchos of the Sioux Nation. And he's the actor on, we've talked about him before. He's the actor in the Daniel Day-Lewis version of Last of the Mohicans that plays the father Indian, the big guy who kills the bad Indian at the end of the movie. Yeah. And he was an activist with the American Indian Movement back in the 70s. He was one of the ones that got arrested at the big shootout that they had up at Wounded Knee and all that. And, you know, with the Leonard Peltier stuff.
Yeah. When do they go free him?
And I never. Well, I think he actually is out, isn't he?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But anyway, Russell Means went and did a bunch of prison time behind all that, too. And he got out, and that's when he became got into acting and... you know, was able to extend his activism. He died a couple of years ago from cancer. But I remember hearing him on several different shows when he came out with a book. And when he was doing the rounds on the interview circuit with his book, every time anybody would bring it up, he would say, when they would call him a Native American, he says, look, don't insult us by calling us Native Americans. He said, anybody who's born in North or South America is a Native American. He said, we are American Indians. And the reason, and all this crap that people tell about that it's disrespectful to us because we're called that because Columbus thought that he was going to India, that is not why he named us Indians.
Thought he found them.
Well, yeah, but what people understand is the country that he was looking for that's called India now wasn't called India then. It was called Hindustan in the West. And the reason that Columbus named them Indians was he named them Indios in Latin, which means children of God. He named them that because he was smitten with them. He thought they were like heavenly, uncorrupted people. You know, of course, in 3 years he killed them all.
Yeah, corrupted them all.
But they're not corrupt at all. The last one died after about 3 years of the Spanish slavery system working them in those mines and fields and everything.
Yeah, the Spanish smallpox didn't help.
No, it didn't help. But now that's another topic we can do for another show. I've been doing some studying about this alleged biological warfare that we supposedly did to the Indians when we got here, and there's more to that story than what they tell you in school.
Are they bringing up AIDS-free refugees into Germany? They're bringing all the AIDS victims.
Well, if they can't even quantify what countries they're coming from, how do you expect them to tell us what pathogens they have in their blood?
Used to, you couldn't get in the United States if you'd had a contagious disease.
Used to, you couldn't get in the United States if you'd ever had gonorrhea.
That's right. That ought to be the way it is now.
Yeah.
No woman should be allowed in here that's ever had gonorrhea.
Right.
No need.
And we don't need to be bringing men over here.
No, we got plenty of men.
Plenty of men.
We all got rifles underneath the blade of grass.
Yeah. Let's get all those South African white women over here. How about that?
I'll take all the white women you want to bring. I'm thinking about Switzerland and Sweden.
Yeah. Well, I just don't want these ones.
Danish.
I just don't want these ones who are handing out toys to the refugees.
Well, you hand out toys to our refugees.
But we don't want any refugees.
And then the toy factories go broke.
And white refugees don't need toys.
They don't.
No.
They deserve them. The kids.
I agree. But they don't need them. They probably have them when they get here.
You're making a presumption that all white refugees have a little money.
They have toys.
Yeah, they have a little money.
No, I'm joking, of course. These white children over in places like South Africa, or even right here in the United States in Appalachia, are as poor as anybody on the face of the earth. And, you know, and as another...
I mean, we say that. I don't think they're as poor in their minds as we're thinking they're poor in our minds. Because, I mean, they're poor about money, but their lives are rich.
Depends on which ones you're talking about.
Lives are rich.
Yeah, some of them, yeah. I mean, maybe most of them.
They the soul. They do the old-fashioned way.
Well, I mean, am I, that...
They know how to moonshine.
Well, I know how to do all that stuff. But, I mean, my grandfather, as we discussed before, my grandfather was still picking cotton.
My great-great-grandfather was one of the original members of the first KKK groups.
Was he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He helped. He didn't actually do it, but he witnessed a black couple being murdered by KKK.
Yeah.
And they Rangers had a warrant out for his arrest. He fled to Oklahoma, which wasn't a state then.
Right.
They couldn't touch him.
Well, the feds would have had to go after him, right?
They weren't interested, the
right.
feds.
Right, right.
Anyway, he ended up becoming, cleaning his act up, and they named the county after him that he lived in.
In Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Oh, so they got a...
Carter County.
Carter County. Oh, his name was Carter?
Yeah,
okay, gotcha.
Mom's side.
Wonder if he was related to Jimmy.
Nope. Well, I mean, that could have been because they're all from the Deep South.
Yeah, yeah.
Most mom's Carter's from Tennessee.
Right, right. Well, Ghost, I tell you what, I think it's time to eat some chili.
Sounds good, like a winner.
Yeah, so we're going to shut her down and for tonight.
We're eating the chili hoping it'll bring in the cold weather.
Oh yeah, we're sick of this heat. I know that, but we're gonna go ahead and shut it down. And who knows? What is this? Our fourth show this week? It's third or fourth?
It's three. I know.
Yeah. One thing I was wanting to mention. Let me look at the old website here. We built this site back in October of last year. But our first show, let's see when that was.
January.
Yeah, now this will be our 49th show. And our first, well, this isn't even our first show, this mystery pyramid that I'm looking at here. Let's see. Take Your City Back. Republic of Texas is probably the first one. Let's see.
Well, it says number one on the archive list is the first.
No, it's not, because that's Mysteries of the Pyramid.
Listed the way they were on the website.
Huh. Well, Mysteries of the Pyramid was our third or fourth show. We didn't do it first. The first one that we published was this Republic of Texas show. We published it February 1st. So since February 1st, we've put out almost 50. Yeah, Mysteries of the Pyramid's March 2nd. So anyway, we've got a lot of content on here for anybody who's interested in all that crap. And, hopefully, we'll keep doing this for a while. I think we're getting better at it.
Yeah, we better say good night, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie. See you guys later.